controls and tools available to shift a manual transmission. Shifting a manual transmission in a tractor trailer requires a good understanding of the vehicle's controls and techniques for smooth gear changes. Here are the key controls and tools available to help properly shift a manual transmission in a tractor trailer. Gear shifter. The gear shifter is a long, often floor-mounted lever used to select and engage gears. In a typical 10-speed or 18-speed transmission, the shifter will have multiple positions for various gears, including low and high ranges. Clutch pedal. The clutch pedal is located to the left of the brake pedal. Pressing the clutch pedal disengages the clutch, allowing you to change gears. Releasing the clutch pedal re-engages the clutch and transfers power from the engine to the transmission. Air pressure gauge. Air pressure gauges are essential in trucks with air brakes. Proper air pressure is needed to operate the clutch and other systems. Make sure the air pressure is within the required range. Range selector. In transmissions with a range selector, this control allows you to choose between the low and high ranges. Low range is used for low speed operations and climbing steep grades, while high range is for highway cruising. Splitter switch, if applicable. In transmissions with a splitter switch, which is common in 13-speed, 15-speed, and 18-speed transmissions, it allows you to split gears. This effectively doubles the number of available gear ratios for more precise control of speed and power. Steps for proper shifting. A general guide for shifting a manual transmission in a tractor trailer. Start in low gear. When starting from a stop or climbing steep grades, begin in a low gear. Engage the clutch fully and shift into low gear. Apply throttle. Gradually release the clutch pedal while applying gentle pressure to the throttle to start moving. Be smooth and avoid excessive throttle input to prevent wheel spin. Monitor RPM. Keep an eye on the tachometer to ensure you don't over rev the engine. Each truck may have its own recommended RPM range for shifting. Upshifting. To upshift, ease off the throttle, depress the clutch pedal, and shift to the next higher gear. Release the clutch gradually to prevent jerky movements. You may need to split gears using the splitter switch if applicable. Downshifting. Downshifting is the opposite process. Depress the clutch, downshift to the appropriate gear, and release the clutch gradually. Downshifting is essential for maintaining proper engine braking and control when slowing down or descending hills. This splitting gears. When using the splitter switch, engage it to split the gear currently selected, effectively halving the gear ratio. Use this feature for fine-tuning your speed and power output. Brake use. Proper downshifting and engine braking can reduce the need for heavy brake use, which is crucial for preserving the braking system and preventing overheating on long descents. Practice. Shifting a manual transmission in a tractor trailer requires practice to become proficient. Pay attention to your truck's specific RPM ranges for shifting and practice smooth, coordinated shifting for optimal fuel efficiency and reduced wear and tear on the transmission. Learning to operate a manual transmission in a CMV is a skill that takes time and experience to master. It's important to familiarize yourself with the specific transmission and clutch characteristics of your truck, as they can vary among different manufacturers and models. Proper technique and regular maintenance will help ensure safe and efficient operation. Basic shift patterns and procedures of a manual transmission. In a CMV equipped with a manual transmission, the shift patterns and procedures are similar to those of a standard manual transmission, but they often involve a more complex gearbox with multiple gears and additional controls for shifting. The basic shift patterns and procedures for a manual transmission in a CMV are range and splitter shift pattern. Tractor trailers typically have more gears than standard manual transmissions to accommodate the varying load and terrain conditions. These transmissions often include both a range selector and a splitter. The shift pattern might look like this: low range, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear, seventh gear, eighth gear, high range, low range, often a second low range for additional reduction, reverse, Proper technique and regular maintenance will help ensure safe and efficient operation. Basic shift patterns and procedures of a manual transmission. In a CMV equipped with a manual transmission, the shift patterns and procedures are similar to those of a standard manual transmission, but they often involve a more complex gearbox with multiple gears and additional controls for shifting. The basic shift patterns and procedures for a manual transmission in a CMV are range and splitter shift pattern. Tractor trailers typically have more gears than standard manual transmissions to accommodate the varying load and terrain conditions. These transmissions often include both a range selector and a splitter. The shift pattern might look like this: low range, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear, seventh gear, eighth gear, high range, low range, often a second low range for additional reduction, reverse. Proper technique and regular maintenance will help ensure safe and efficient operation. Basic shift patterns and procedures of a manual transmission. In a CMV equipped with a manual transmission, the shift patterns and procedures are similar to those of a standard manual transmission, but they often involve a more complex gearbox with multiple gears and additional controls for shifting. The basic shift patterns and procedures for a manual transmission in a CMV are range and splitter shift pattern. Tractor trailers typically have more gears than standard manual transmissions to accommodate the varying load and terrain conditions. These transmissions often include both a range selector and a splitter. The shift pattern might look like this: low range, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear, seventh gear, eighth gear, high range, low range, often a second low range for additional reduction, reverse. Proper technique and regular maintenance will help ensure safe and efficient operation. Basic shift patterns and procedures of a manual transmission. In a CMV equipped with a manual transmission, the shift patterns and procedures are similar to those of a standard manual transmission, but they often involve a more complex gearbox with multiple gears and additional controls for shifting. The basic shift patterns and procedures for a manual transmission in a CMV are range and splitter shift pattern. Tractor trailers typically have more gears than standard manual transmissions to accommodate the varying load and terrain conditions. These transmissions often include both a range selector and a splitter. The shift pattern might look like this: low range, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear, seventh gear, eighth gear, high range, low range, often a second low range for additional reduction, reverse. Finding neutral. Neutral is a position in which no gears are engaged. It is usually located between high and low ranges. Shift to neutral when coasting or when the vehicle is idling with the engine running. In CMV, successfully shifting gears in a manual transmission requires skill, practice, and a good understanding of the vehicle's capabilities. The correct choice of gears, along with proper range selection and splitter use, is essential for efficient and safe operation. Remember to follow the manufacturer's recommendations and vehicle-specific procedures for your particular truck. Proper shifting techniques increase vehicle control and improve economy. Proper shifting techniques in CMVS can significantly enhance vehicle control and improve fuel economy. These techniques involve choosing the right gear for the specific driving conditions and executing shifts smoothly. Here's how they contribute to better control and fuel efficiency. Improved vehicle control. Matched gear selection. Proper shifting involves selecting the right gear for the current driving situation. Using a lower gear when starting, climbing steep grades, or navigating challenging terrain ensures the engine operates within an optimal power range, allowing for better control and traction. Engine braking. Downshifting when descending hills or slowing down allows you to use engine braking to assist with deceleration. Engine braking conserves the vehicle's brakes, reducing the risk of overheating and brake fade. Reduced wheel spin. Shifting smoothly and using appropriate gears minimizes the risk of wheel spin, especially when accelerating or driving on slippery surfaces. This enhances traction and control, reducing the likelihood of skidding or sliding. Enhanced handling. Proper gear selection and smooth shifting contribute to smoother, more predictable handling of the vehicle, reducing the likelihood of jerky or abrupt movements that can lead to loss of control. Improved maneuverability, the ability to select the right gear for specific maneuvers, such as turns or backing, helps drivers maintain control over the trailer and makes precise movements easier. Increased fuel economy, optimal engine RPM. Shifting at the right time helps maintain the engine within its most fuel-efficient RPM range. Operating in this range minimizes fuel consumption while still delivering adequate power. Shifting too early or too late can result in inefficient fuel use. Reduced engine stress. Shifting at the appropriate RPM levels and avoiding lugging or shifting to too high a gear at low speeds, or over-revving, operating at too high an RPM, reduces engine stress. A well-maintained engine operates more efficiently and consumes less fuel. Minimized idle time. Proper shifting techniques can reduce the need for excessive idling, as the vehicle can operate more efficiently at low speeds without idling in neutral or at traffic lights. Idling consumes fuel, and reducing idle time can lead to significant fuel savings over time. Engine and brake heat management. By shifting correctly and using engine braking on descents, you can avoid overheating the brakes, which is common during prolonged brake use. Overheated brakes can lead to reduced fuel efficiency and costly repairs. Economical acceleration. Gradual, smooth shifts during acceleration ensure that fuel is used more efficiently. Rapid, abrupt shifts can lead to unnecessary fuel consumption and decreased fuel economy. Conservation of momentum. Proper downshifting when approaching stops or slow traffic allows you to coast and maintain vehicle momentum, reducing the need for heavy acceleration from a standstill. Mastering proper shifting techniques in a tractor trailer is essential for achieving better control and improved fuel economy. It involves choosing the right gear for the driving conditions, executing smooth shifts, and using engine braking effectively. These practices enhance vehicle handling, reduce fuel consumption, and contribute to safer and more efficient truck operations. Characteristics of automatic, semi-automatic, and auto-shift transmissions. In tractor trailers, automatic, semi-automatic, and auto-shift transmissions are distinct types of transmission systems that offer different characteristics and operation. Here's an explanation and description of each type. Automatic transmission. Characteristics. Automatic transmissions are designed for ease of use and are known for their simplicity. They do not require manual gear shifting, as they automatically shift gears based on various factors like vehicle speed, engine RPM, and load. In tractor trailers, automatic transmissions are gaining popularity due to their ease of operation and improved fuel efficiency in recent models. Automatic transmissions use a torque converter to transmit power from the engine to the wheels, eliminating the need for a clutch pedal. They are well suited for long-haul driving, stop-and-go traffic, and drivers who may not be as experienced with manual shifting. Benefits: easier to operate, reducing driver fatigue. Improved fuel efficiency in modern automatic transmissions. Better control of power and engine performance. Enhanced safety in stop-and-go traffic. Drawbacks: can be less fuel efficient than manual transmissions in some cases. Initial costs can be higher. Limited availability in some older or specialty trucks. Semi-automatic transmission, automated manual transmission, AMT. Characteristics. Semi-automatic transmissions, also known as automated manual transmissions, AMTs, combine the convenience of an automatic transmission with the efficiency of manual control. AMTs use computer-controlled actuators to operate the clutch and shift gears, allowing the driver to manually select gears or rely on automatic mode. They offer flexibility and precision, particularly in situations where manual gear selection is advantageous, such as when towing heavy loads or descending steep grades. AMTs are commonly found in modern tractor trailers. Benefits: easier to operate than manual transmissions. offers manual control for specific situations. Improved fuel efficiency compared to traditional automatic transmissions. Ideal for drivers who want both automation and manual control. Drawbacks: can be more complex and expensive to maintain than manual transmissions. Learning curve for drivers transitioning from manual transmissions. Auto shift transmission. Characteristics: auto shift transmissions are a type of automated manual transmission that fully automates the shifting process. They automatically select the optimal gear for the driving conditions, similar to an automatic transmission. Auto shift transmissions do not have a manual mode where the driver selects gears. Instead, they rely entirely on automated shifting. Benefits: extremely user-friendly, as there's no need for manual gear selection. Improved fuel efficiency compared to traditional automatic transmissions. Well suited for drivers who prefer minimal involvement in gear changes. Reduces the risk of driver errors in gear selection. Drawbacks: limited control over gear selection, which may not be suitable for specific driving situations. Some drivers may feel it lacks the precision of a traditional manual or semi-automatic transmission. The choice between these transmission types depends on factors like driver preference, the type of driving load, and the specific truck model. It's essential for trucking companies to consider the needs of their drivers and the demands of their routes when selecting the most appropriate transmission for their fleet.